Okay, so when the school asked us to speak about Torah and comedy, so it's a bit difficult for me. In my family, we have two kids. I also have two kids, but meaning I have one sister, and we tended to divide skills completely. My sister did everything I didn't. She's the athlete, she's the musician, and she's also a stand-up comedian. She's in an improv group, so she does this quasi-professionally. Having me speak about comedy, it tends to turn into a sheer, which is, you know, less funny. A bit disconcerting, but we'll see what we can do. Now, before we even get to the sources, often when I give shiurim on humor, I try to prove that there is humor in Torah. Now, that's hard, because while there is undeniably humor in Torah, often it's hard to catch. I mean, sometimes you'll have subtle puns that require you to understand various parts of Tanakh and even understand why it's supposed to be funny. And once you have to explain a joke, it's not funny. There are parts of the Gemara that are funny even without having to explain them. So, for example, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Lamed Zayin, has the following case, and you're all going to be able to guess what's about to happen. So you have a story there where Reuven punches Shimon in the jaw, and he damages him $50 worth of damage. So he goes to pay him. When he pays him, I'm going to use a modern equivalent, he pays him with a crumpled up $100 bill. And he says, give me change. So Shimon says to him, I don't want to give you change. Or you're giving me a $100 bill. It's all crumpled up. I'd rather you give me a 50. So Reuven doesn't want to. So what does Reuven inevitably do? He punches him in the other jaw and gives him 100. Right? That's slapstick. That, at least, without any background, you can understand that the Gemara is trying to be funny. Right? It's not uproariously funny. It's slapstick. But it's clearly meant to be funny. And you find cases in the Gemara, and arguably in Chumash itself, where the Torah is trying to be funny. And the question then becomes, okay, well, why? I mean, is there a value to being funny? So I asked you, and you can answer either from the sources or not from the sources. If there is a value of being funny, of telling jokes, of being humorous, what is it? Why is it important to have a sense of humor? This is one of the things that, at least in the Western culture, is considered the most important thing, to have a sense of humor. But why is it so important? Okay, who here? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, who here thinks they're funny? Let's start with that. Okay, no one even thinks they're funny. That's really, there's not a good, what? Okay, some people at least think they're funny. Okay, do you think that's a good thing? Why is it important? Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so sometimes, right, humor is helpful when things are difficult or things are sad. A little joke, a little humor is really helpful. What else? Yeah, in the back.
It makes you popular.
Makes you popular, for sure. Why? Why does it make you popular?
It makes people happy.
Right, because it makes people happy. And people like being, most people, like being happy. So if you can make them happy, so they'll like spending time with you. Yeah, what else? I think I saw another, yeah.
Isn't it a mitzvah to be happy?
Right, and it's not just that people like you, but it's a mitzvah, right? We have a mitzvah, or we're supposed to do mitzvot with joy. And therefore, anything which brings about a situation which you're happy is good. What else? There's no wrong answer. I mean, maybe there is, but I can't judge it. Yeah?
I'm thinking of Joni Mitchell. She has a line. She says, laughter and crying is the same relief. So, tears and...
Yeah, and laughter is, it's definitely true, right? Laughter or tears, right? It's a relief. Sometimes you just can't help. You just need to, right? You just need to... Without words, sort of express an emotion, express an experience. Yeah? Right, you can cheer people up who are sad. Okay, yeah?
It helps you relate to other people.
What?
It helps you relate to other people.
helps you relate to other people, right? If you have a, we all know the situation, you're in a group of, a new social group, and it's a bit uncomfortable, there's that awkward tension. If someone can tell a joke, or even if someone, you know, trips, and, you know, a classic slapstick humor, trips and lands in something, right? It breaks the tension. It helps you relate, it's true. Yeah. I think I saw another hand, but maybe not. Yeah. It helps the
blood cycle.
That's true. It has, right? Laughter also has medical benefits. That's also true. You're teaching that. This is, I'm impressed he knows that. Okay. Okay. So I think many of these reasons that have been suggested we can find in Torah sources as well. So for example, if you looked at number one, the Gemara in Tanit tells the story of, it's the middle of a longer discussion. They're around in the marketplace and they're looking. Who here is going to have a portion in the world to come who has a chelik in Olam Haba? And as is expected in this type of story, the people that have a portion in the world to come, the people that Eliyahu points out, are not the people you'd expect. Right? Earlier in the story, it's someone who's dressed up who looks like a non-Jew, but is actually Jewish. And here, Eliyahu points out two brothers. So Eliyahu tells where he broke up, those two people have a portion of the world to come. Those two people are tzaddikim, they're righteous. So obviously where Broken wants to know, what do they do? We all want to know, how are we going to get to the world to come? So you're expecting he's going to go over to them and they say, we are talmidei chachamim, we learn a lot of Torah, or we run a gemach, we run biker cholim. Right, you're expecting something like that. And what does Eliyahu, and what do the brothers tell him? What do they do for a living? They're jesters. What's a jester? Right? They tell jokes. Right? They're funny. And who do they tell jokes to? People who are sad. And the Gemara tells you right off the bat that humor has a very simple benefit that several people mentioned, that it makes people happy. And that's important. And if you can use humor, if you can use a good joke to make other people happy, that's great. That's a big mitzvah. We call that Gmilut Chasadim. And there are all types of people who devote their ability to be funny to this. I had a friend who was I think they call it a medical clown, right? Where he would go, he's part of a troop, and they would go, four or five clowns, they would go into hospitals, specifically into the parts of the hospital with terminal patients, with people who are dying or have particularly severe illnesses and are not very happy, and they would perform and they would make them happy. Right? Humor can raise the spirits of people who are sad, and that's important. The truth is, if you jump, right, all the way to 7, I'll do this a bit out of order, right, it's not just that it's important to help people who are, you know, sick or sad be happy. We all, there, as someone mentioned before over there, there's a value to being happy in general. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that God, right, Hashem, doesn't like hanging out amongst people who are sad. He wants us to have a relationship with Him that's positive. So it's not just that people are particularly sad or sick, we want to make them happy, but ourselves. If we're depressed, we're stressed out, we can't really connect to God. And therefore, it's important to be able, even when things are a bit difficult, to find ways of making ourselves happy. And a good joke will go a very long way. A good joke. A bad joke, not as much. But a good joke will go a very long way. And the Gemara there tells that so much so that Rava, when he would start shiur, when he would start teaching for the day, you don't tend to think of shiurim, of places that are fun. I mean, maybe you do. I enjoy them. Right, I do it for a living. But you don't think of places that are funny or light. They have a more serious feel. But he would start every class with a joke just to set the tone, to make sure that people understood that you're supposed to have fun when you learn, because it makes it a better experience. It makes it easier to connect to God. And also, psychologically, we all know we focus better when we're in a good mood. Right? If we're in a bad mood, we don't. Right? Whatever reason, we're in a bad mood, we're sad, we're hungry. We all know that we focus best if we've just had our, you know, French fries from the French fry bar and we're happy and what we're doing is fun and interesting, as opposed to if, you know, it's been 3 hours since breakfast and we're waiting for lunch and we have a headache, right, then we can't focus, we can't be functional. More than that, Rav Hirsch notes that the first person who is born as a forefather of the Jewish people, right? That's a bit, well, be careful there, right? Who are the first father and mother of the Jewish people are Avram and Sarah. But the first person born as a forefather of the Jewish people is Yitzchak, right? His wife also isn't, right? She comes to this story, but Yitzchak is actually born into the family. And Yitzchak's name means, right, he will laugh, right? Relates to laughter. And the Torah tells us that Avram and Sarah both laugh when they hear that they are going to have a child because it's funny, right? It's surprising. And here we come to what makes something funny. So often what makes something funny is that it's surprising. We're not expecting it to happen. So they clearly weren't expecting. They were 100 years old and 90 years old, respectively. And here they were going to have a child. And it was funny. And both Avram and Sarah laughed. Now, we won't get into the fact that, yes, Avram is not punished for laughing. And Sarah is at least told off for laughing because presumably they didn't laugh in quite the same way. Avram seems to have laughed in joy. Sarah a bit in disbelief. But the point is, they both laughed because it was clearly surprising. It was almost comical. When you think about the scene, I mean, if you met someone on the street that was 100 years old and looked like they were 100 years old, right? People who are zoche to live to 100 years old, right, even if they're totally with it, right, they're not walking so fast, right? Maybe they're walking with a cane, maybe they're in a wheelchair. Right? And if you see someone who's 100 years old, like, I don't know, his cane in one hand and his stroller on the other hand, you say, oh, is that your great-grandchild or your great-great-grandchild? Right, and he says, no, it's my child. Right, you wouldn't believe him, you might laugh. Right, it's surprising. Right, it doesn't fit, the picture doesn't fit, but that's how the Jewish people came into existence. So Rav Hirsch says, why? Why did the first born Jew have to be born in what basically looks like a joke? So Rav Hirsch says, because, and someone mentioned this before, Jewish history has been difficult. It's been hard. And getting through hard times is a lot easier if you have a bit of a sense of humor. Because, and I remember, I was having this discussion a few years ago. I had a fellowship in New York. And one of the people in the fellowship was a commander in the IDF. He'd come to the States for 1 year. And he said that often what got them through battles was that one person who could tell a joke even as they were about to go into a dangerous battle. Because otherwise it's overwhelming. But if someone could tell a joke, it would raise the spirits, and they'd be able to fight, and they'd be able to pretend that things weren't as dangerous as they actually were. I see people who were actually in the IDF nodding, right? I don't know this from firsthand experience, but I can imagine. And Rav Hirsch says that's why the first born Jew had to be born in a joke. Because he had to make sure that Jews forever would be able to have a sense of humor. A bit of a cynical sense of humor, but a sense of humor. And then he has another example of this later on. He says, as the Jews are leaving Mitzrayim, and Paro is chasing them, so they turn to Moshe and they say, Hamibli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim. They don't say, we're going to die. Right? What do they say? What? You had to take us out of Egypt. There wasn't enough room. There weren't enough cemeteries. Right, you needed to take us to the desert where it's cheap real estate. Right, they say it with it's a bit cynical. It's a bit, right, the situation isn't very happy. It's not very funny. But they said it with a bit of a sense of humor. And Rav Hirsch sees in there that same spirit. He says the reason the Jews have managed to get through situations like that is because we can laugh even when things are really scary and things are really hard. So those, I think, are some of the reasons why humor is important. It makes us happy. It allows us to get through difficult situations. It allows us to help other people get through difficult situations. I didn't put it on the source sheet, but right? Salvechik actually goes farther. And he says, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that every day God has a very regimented schedule. And I don't know what this means. But in the morning, one of the things he does, he spends an hour Misachek b'Leviathan. He plays with the Leviathan, with the giant sea monster that he created during the first 7 days of creation. So in a eulogy he gave for Mendel's ox, he asked, why does God spend an hour playing games. Misachek b'Leviathan. And he said, you know why? Because God also has a sense of humor. And he wanted to tell us that if you want to be like God, you have to be a bit funny. It wasn't all day. It's 1 hour a day. But God himself appreciates humor. But humor can also be dangerous. Right? Why? Why can humor be dangerous? What are the... Yeah. It can hurt people's feelings. Right? We all know that. If we've ever been not part of the group telling the jokes, we've been... Right, at the end, we've been the subject of the joke. It's not a good situation to be in. What else? Yeah. Right. One of the things that humor can do, right, is it, right, is when you're supposed to be serious and concentrating on something, you can, right, you can destroy any focus that people have by telling a joke. Right? If a moment should be serious and you tell a joke, it just throws everything off. If you use it to a good use, and this was something we didn't mention before, it can be very powerful. I don't know how many of the students watch political comedy. I assume some of the parents do. But late night comedy is all predicated on the assumption that, well, the good comedy, right, that you can point out problems through humor and make people swallow it. Right, it's often hard to point out criticism, but if you do it with a joke, people might be able to accept it. But on the flip side, if something is really serious and you tell a joke about it, you make it harder for other people to take it seriously, and that's a problem. What else? Yeah, I think I saw a hand over there first, and then, no? Okay, yeah.
I was just the question, is sarcasm considered like comedy?
I mean, sarcasm is a form of humor. It's a, you know, some people like that type of humor and some people don't, but it definitely is a subcategory of humor. And there's a lot of different types of humor, right? We could spend forever. I spent an entire semester when I was in university taking a course on humor, which at least the first half of it wasn't so funny, right? The first half was theory of humor. Theory of humor is not funny. It ruins jokes. That's the point of it, right? So we did that for like 2 months, and then we spent 2 months watching TV shows in class and having stand-up comedians coming in and analyzing them, which also made it less funny. And then we went to The Onion. It was fun. But I'm not going to do that here. But yeah, one of the things. So both of those are true. And I put some of the sources here. Right, Rabbi Yonah points out that it's a problem because you put other people down with it. Right, the Mesilas Yesharim points this out as well. One of the things I think is interesting, and this I'll end, is what the Tiferes Yisrael says. The Tiferes Yisrael says, look, humor can be valuable, but it really depends what type of humor. And this is what, coming back to what we said about political humor. Right? Sometimes humor has wisdom in it. Right? Good political comedy has, right, is good journalism wrapped up with a good joke. Right? That makes it easy for you to understand what it is that you should take seriously. Bad political humor, right, rips down that which is important. So the Tiferes Yisrael says that if you're going to be funny, you should try to be funny with the right people. Because if you're around the right people, even the things you joke about tend to be higher level or not include making fun of people and not include taking serious matters and destroying them. They tend to try to uplift you, to make you happy because that's important, or to focus on important things through humor. So even when you are being funny, you should figure out the best way to be funny. Or, right, I don't want you to overthink it. Right, but I also don't want people to be funny when it could be destructive. So just to summarize, I think we've seen that humor, as we all sort of understand, is really important. It can make us happy. It can help us make other people happy. It can help us get through a hard class and really learn something in a lighter atmosphere. It can help us look at serious things that we may not want to think about, but with a little bit of a lighter mood and take it seriously, but not too seriously. But we also have to remember, because humor, because a good joke is so powerful, we have to make sure not to use it against our friends or our enemies, and to make sure not to make fun and make jokes when it's not appropriate, because then you take the seriousness when it's necessary and destroy it. So while humor is something that's really important and really good, and after this you'll hear something that's much funnier than this, right? While it's really important, we have to think about both its power for good, but also it's power for bad. Ensure that we are funny, without falling into the pitfalls of often the dangers of bad humor, of dangerous humor that hurts people rather than helps them. And I think I'm exactly at 20 minutes. So thanks again for having us.